Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry. In 2019, Lauren McClain became the first woman elected as mayor of Boise, Idaho. She took office in early 2020 and has served the city during the pandemic. A Democrat who describes herself as tough on COVID, McClain has faced much more than simple criticism for the pandemic policies she instituted in the city. Boise's Idaho News 6 reported back in March.
Boise Mayor Lauren McClain says she now has a dedicated security detail from Boise PD with her most days. She says employees at City Hall, as well as other officials and even her own family, have been subjected to threats, and she says she's had to hide her own fear from her children.
Recent results from a survey conducted by the Women Mayors Network indicates that nearly all mayors report experiences with threat and harassment. But the problem is particularly acute for women and women of color mayors. And psychological, physical, and political violence may be having real effects on the willingness of women to run for office. Heidi Gerbracht is founder and director of the Equity Agenda and co-founder of the Women Mayors Network. Heidi, thanks for being here today on The Takeaway.
Hello, it's great to be here talking with you.
All right, tell us about what this survey of American mayors was tracking.
So our findings were pretty stark. In 2021, we found that violence against mayors was very common. So our survey, which was funded by the Center for American Women in Politics at Rutgers, found that among all mayors, 94.5% reported psychological violence, which involves acts likely to harm people by inducing fear or harm to their sense of self-worth. At least once, which, by the way, is a 23% increase from when the researchers did this survey in 2017. 24.2% reported at least one threat, and 15.8% suffered physical violence, which is up from 9% in 2017. And probably not surprisingly to many of us, white women and women of color mayors faced higher levels of political violence. 45.7% of women of color mayors reported being harassed at least monthly, 39.7% of white women mayors, 36.2% of men mayors of color, and 23.4% of white men mayors reported the same. White women mayors faced the most psychological violence, and women mayors of color received the highest rates of threats.
So it's a lot of numbers there, and I want to make sure that I understand the substance of it. So when you say threats, what kind of threats? What are the tools that are being used to threaten? Is this someone coming up to your office? Is this an email? Is this an at reply on Twitter? What's happening here?
It's all of those things and more. Threats of beatings, women and certainly people of color are experienced this in gendered, sexualized, and race-based ways. So we looked at that as well. And it is virulent, it's common, and it's very much a range of both online and in-person types of activities.
Now, I think when folks hear the words political violence, maybe in their minds they see January 6th, or maybe even see something that they don't necessarily associate with the U.S. context, right, when we say political violence. So what does political violence against a mayor mean? Is this about ideological opponents, or is it are we dealing here with people who, for example, commit these acts of psychological violence against a broad range of people, and mayors just happen to be one of them?
Definitely one of the things that I know from my work is that this is increasing against local elected officials. So mayors are not the only ones at the local government level. Certainly school board members, election administrators, public health officials are also feeling this. And, you know, our mayors, we asked them open-ended questions about why they thought it was happening and increasing. And people definitely cited the pandemic. Some folks cited the uprisings against Black Lives. Definitely, I think there are a multitude of reasons that this is that it's triggered and that it's happening. What we know from talking to and being in touch with the National Threat Assessment Center, which is a think tank at Homeland Security, is that basically it doesn't exactly matter what the background reason might be, that we need to deal with individual behavior. And one reason we really wanted to do this survey is to raise public awareness that this is happening at the local level against officials that are really the heart of our democracy. And it is a real threat to various people's participation in our political process. And that is unacceptable. It's not just politics as usual, and we need to do something about it.
We're in the midst of primary election season, and I know there's a lot of local politics races are just voted early, and our ballot is packed with folks running, for example, for school board and that kind of thing. Is there a concern that these threats, this harassment, even these acts of violence will reduce the number of people, and maybe particularly of women and women of color, who will kind of throw their hat in the ring to be a public servant?
Absolutely. You have zeroed in on our main concern with these survey findings. So we found that 69.8% of mayors knew someone who chose not to run for office due to, you know, fears of political violence, and 32.2% thought about leaving office themselves. Lauren McLean, the mayor of Boise, Idaho, put out a statement several weeks ago about the political violence she's been facing. She has been trying to recruit folks to run, women, people of color, and has been hearing from them that they are not interested in dealing with what she's been dealing with. So absolutely, it really threatens to dilute even further groups of people who are currently marginalized and certainly don't have parity or equity in elected office in our country.
I have to say, as I was looking at the results, that I found most distressing is that these often threats of violence are not made exclusively against the mayor, but often also against the family members of these mayors.
Yes, that is absolutely something that we are seeing as well. I don't have the specific statistics about that, but we did ask. And certainly concerns about family members is part of what folks are, you know, really worried about. There are personal effects, there are family effects, and there are democracy effects. We at the Women Mayors Network are really interested in resources and what we can provide. So we're actually doing an online safety training for mayors next week, mayors and their staff, that all mayors are welcome to. And the week after that, we're doing a physical safety training. So we're really trying to get resources out there at the same time that we're trying to raise public awareness that we don't want folks to feel like there's nothing that can be done. There's absolutely things that can be done.
Heidi Gerbrook is founder and director of the Equity Agenda and co-founder of the Women's Mayors Network. Heidi, again, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.